I love this poem of Robert's. It's called Snowbanks North of the House.
Those great sweeps of snow that stop suddenly 6 feet from the house. Thoughts that go so far. The boy gets out of high school and reads no more books. The son stops calling home. The mother puts down her rolling pin and makes no more bread. And the wife looks at her husband one night at a party and loves him no more. The energy leaves the wine and the minister falls, leaving the church. It will not come closer. The one inside moves back and the hands touch nothing and are safe. The father grieves for his son and will not leave the room where the coffin stands. He turns away from his wife and she sleeps alone. And the sea lifts and falls all night. The moon goes on through the unattached heavens alone. And the toe of the shoe pivots in the dust. And the man in the black coat turns and goes back down the hill. No one knows why he came or why he turned away and did not climb the hill. Waking on the farm. I can remember the early mornings, how the stubble, a little proud with frost, snapped as we walked. How the John Deere tractor hood pulled heat away from our hands when we filled it with gas. And the way the sun brought light right out of the ground. It turned on a whole hill of stubble as easily as a single stone. Breathing seemed frail and daring in the morning. To pull in air was like reading a whole novel. The angleworms, turned up by the plow, looked uneasy, like shy people trying to avoid praise. For while we had goats, they were like turkeys, only more reckless. One butted a red Chevrolet. When we washed up at noon, we were more ordinary, but the water kept something in it of the early morning. Things to think. Think in ways you've never thought before. If the phone rings, think of it as carrying a message larger than anything you've ever heard, vaster than 100 lines of Yeats. Think that someone may bring a bear to your door, maybe wounded and deranged. Or think that a moose has risen out of the lake and he's carrying on his antlers a child of your own whom you've never seen. When someone knocks on the door, think that he's about to give you something large, tell you you're forgiven, or that it's not necessary.